It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, let's not waste any time. Let's dive right in. Final Lake Show of the week for me. Steve Thompson's in for me tomorrow and Friday, and I'm back at it on Monday. So lengthy weekend for me. Hoping that all of you out there listening are warm because it's been cold as heck here this week. It's not enough. It's not enough. And no, I am not singing Kendrick Lamar's TV off. It may seem like it by me uttering that phrase, it's not enough. But it's not enough. And when I say it's not enough, I am talking about the amount of money that is being offered from Delta Airlines to each passenger that was on the Delta Connection flight 4819 that crashed Monday in Toronto. $30,000. It's not enough. And it's not even close, in my opinion. If you're to ask me the question, would you take the $30K? I would say no. There's no chance. And if the 76 passengers were to take that money, it would come up to, what, roughly $2.3 million, okay? So, and I say 76, and I know that there were 80 on the flight, but there were the employees that were, you know, the pilots, stuff like that, that were a part of the flight, too. So you got to exclude them. But there's no chance that I would take that money, okay? And I know some people out there with some, oof, it's hard to turn down $30,000. But that question's been posed and it's been put out there. Do you take the money or do you go ahead and you go down the road of the class action suit? Okay. 651-461-9226. My stance is don't take the money. And I know that people then ask the question, well, how much money is enough for you? Me personally, I would get into the suit with the other passengers, but I couldn't see myself expecting less than like close to six figures for what transpired. I mean, the trauma that you deal with after that, and you know this about me, Chris, I'm a scary flyer as it is. I've said that a million times on this show, but to look at what those people live through, Luckily, there were no fatalities. $30,000 isn't nearly enough in my eyes. I think the only reason why people out there would suggest that they think that it's enough is because people will say, well, they walked away from it. Okay. I'm supposed to walk away from it.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to walk
away from it. Congratulations on surviving an airplane flight, which you're supposed to.
That does not change how I view the situation. I know that everyone that was on that plane walked away with their life. But that, to me, does not change in any way, at least for me, in my opinion, how I view this.
No. They may have walked away. Some suffered serious injuries, albeit not life-threatening, which is good. But the trauma that this is going to give people, like, I couldn't imagine being on an airplane, landing, and then flipping over like you're flipping a burger on the grill. Like, that.
The guy talking about the gasoline is all over him, and he's just walking out. He did an interview with one of the channels and says, I still smell like.
Yes. Like, that's punitive emotional damages right there. $30,000.
People get vouchers to get bumped for like a couple grand. I mean, dead serious.
Yeah, no, $30,000. It's like, hey, 30 grand in your checking account right now. We call it even.
No.
That's a drop in the bucket for them. There's a lot more. I mean, I think about what they experienced, and then there's got to be something more than that, because $30,000 for the nightmares and the pain and the anguish, that was a traumatic experience. Like, $30,000 ain't nothing to them.
Yeah, I just, it's a,
become part of the class action.
Hey, granted, I was a little bit surprised that they even offered that, because at times when certain things happen, they just want to offer you like a voucher and all, you know, free flights for it. And I say that, you know, half joking,
tongue in cheek,
yeah,
kind of.
But the reality is, I would say no. I would not touch it. I would say, I'm going to decline that. We're going to have to find out another option.
We'll give you a lifetime supply of upside down cake. Like, no, come on. That's classless.
Look at you.
What?
You had to mention it being upside down, didn't you?
Well, I mean, if I was the marketing people at Delta, I'd be like, they deserve it.
When I look at this photo that the Minnesota Star Tribune has used with the plane, you know, upside down, and knowing that people literally were in the air and dropped down to get out, like, that just, I know people say, well, Lake, what do you expect? I just wouldn't do it. Now, somebody on the text line from the 507, they say, I take the $30,000, but it also worked, but also asked for lifetime free flights with no restrictions. You are a world traveler that has the utmost confidence in air travel right now, when I think actually people's confidence in air travel is starting to wane a little bit. We had another
one in Arizona today.
We had planes colliding today in Arizona. Two fatalities as it stands right now. And every time I see something happen, like every couple of days, I'm like, all I say is, what?
It's getting harder and harder to not, God, I don't even want to go there. But it's getting harder and harder to say, why is
this?
You're
asking what's changed.
What has changed in the last 6 weeks that all of a sudden we're having more of these issues? I don't want to go down that road, but when we see more and more of them,
when they stack up,
it's hard to not connect the dots. I don't want to do it, but it's getting hard to not do it.
And you can call in 651-461-9226. The texter says that they would take the $30,000, but also ask for a lifetime of free flights with no restrictions. I think that individually, if you tried to, or if you wanted to barter with Delta, I would actually think that Delta would probably engage in some sort of back and forth with you to give you some free flights. I think that they actually would stack on top. If you took the $30,000 and offered that you wanted some free flights, I do think that they would give you free flights. Do I think that they would give you a lifetime of free flights? No. I don't think that Delta would do that. But I do believe that if you took the $30K and you asked for some free flights with no, first class flights or however, whatever, wherever you want to sit on the flight, I think that they'd probably take you up on that. I don't think that they would do it for the rest of your life. I don't even think that they would do it for – I think they'd only do it for only so many trips many years.
Well, I think the alternative, though – I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't be able to negotiate some sort of settlement with them if you were not going to be part of the class action. Because, yeah, the class action, you're going to be getting a lot – yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I was answering I think that if you wanted to go alone and you took the 30,
mm-hmm.
I think that you would probably be – I think you could probably work in some free flights. Now, are you saying if you don't want to be a part of the class action, but you want to see if you can work out a deal with them on the side?
Yeah, if that would be the $30,000 plus, or, you know, free whatever. Like the $30,000, that's a starting point. At a minimum, that is a starting point. You just don't take that and just be like, okay, cool, we're done, we're even, we're square. I think you either take your chances with negotiating $30,000 plus if they wanted, you know, you ask for free flight, you ask for what you feel you can get, and then you negotiate down.
Why would you do that, though? It seems counterintuitive. It seems like you would be working against yourself and actually working against the people that are on the plane that are going to partake if they do a class action suit.
Yeah.
I don't think that if you go alone, you're going to get a better deal than what they get.
No, but I'm saying there are going to be some that I would imagine that would be like, okay, well, yeah, you're going to have this class action. I'm going to try and get something on my own. You can litigate it on your own. I'm not saying that's the right decision.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I understand the people that will say, you know what, I'll take the $30,000. But my point is this. If we're all in our minds thinking that that's potentially the starting point, the attorneys, who I'm assuming there's going to be some really good attorneys that will be a part of this.
They are going to litigate the hell out of this.
They get more than that. So why go it alone is my point. And you don't have to deal with paying an attorney.
No, I'm not saying that I disagree.
What I'm saying is this. Your point about going it alone, mm-hmm. I don't think that there is realistically a strong point about going it alone. Now, we'll ask Steve Silton, an attorney who's going to come in the final hour of the show, about that. We'll get his take on it. And I know he's mainly sports and entertainment, whatever, but he's been a part of a ton of different cases.
He'd be able to answer your questions for this.
But
I'd be curious.
I would be concerned that I'm not going to get a good deal outside of the people that are working towards trying to get the best possible deal, if there indeed ends up being this class action lawsuit.
Yeah, and I guess it depends on what do you want. If they're negotiating something in this class action and that's not something that you're interested in, then would you have the opportunity? Like, I don't know. So, yeah, that's something that you could ask Steve.
All right, let's take a quick phone call before we go to our first break. Let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. He wants to weigh in. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Henry, good. I'm doing all right. As I understand it, and I'm posing this to you somewhat as a question. As I understand it, the $30,000 offering from Delta
mm-hmm.
was a right up front, here's $30,000
yep.
for you because we're admitting fault. We know there's damages. So here you go, $30,000. And my understanding is that it does not preclude them from seeking further damages.
Oh, okay, all right, that'd be a game changer then.
What's that?
I said. I'm glad that you're clarifying it because that'd be a game changer then.
Well, this is what I understand from CBS News, and I heard the same discussion on DeRussia a couple hours ago. Now, we all know we can't believe DeRussia about anything.
No. No, but that's a great tidbit that you've added in there, though.
I think this was a quick, here you go, quick fix. Let's, you know, what you need right now. And then if you need more later, you're going to go after it yourselves.
Thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Stock Rapids. But that's the scary part. The we'll hook you up later too. Like, don't trust that. Did anybody trust that?
No, we'll
give you 30 grand here on the front end and wink, wink, we'll hook you up with a little bit more later when you need it. That I'm not trusting that whatsoever.
This is the wimpy strategy, right? I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Okay? We're not Popeye here. This is not wimpy. Don't fall for it.
All right. With that, we can take more of your texts, and I got some more texts to get to here in a second. But the other part of air travel, I wonder if there are any issues that we have leading up to a big-time event coming up in the year 2028. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's not enough. I hear you, Kendrick. It's not enough. Give me a Grand National, and I'll just drive everywhere. Free gas?
I'll take a Grand Prix.
Man. 651-461-9226. Text line from the 952. It says, I think things are going to be up in the air for a while. Are they playing on words there, too?
I think it's fun.
I think they're... from the 612, only ones making money in class action is lawyers. This from the 952, maybe settle because they are decent people who don't want to be a vampire like the ones that are so prevalent in our society today. I don't think that anybody that says, no, I'm not taking the $30,000 is somehow, some way, a terrible person. They're not a decent human being, and that they're leeches in society. That's quite the leap to me.
Yeah, I don't think this is one of those situations where you're over-litigating because of the severity.
You're upside down and barely walked away with your life in an airplane crash.
Yeah, I mean, you slammed into the runway and you flipped. Like, that to me...
You leech!
It isn't... To me, that is substantial enough to say the $30,000 is nice, but... You got to give me more than $30,000. Again, putting myself in that situation, yeah, you might have survived, but that's scary as hell. I mean, to think about, I've never heard of this happening. So I don't know if there's a precedent for it, but somebody's got to be held accountable.
I've been at the gate when people have gotten like $1,000 or $2,000 to get bumped from a flight. So spare me the that they're trying to gouge here.
I mean, give me a year's worth of, you know, yum food brands, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, KFC. It's not going to be enough. Yeah.
Now, this story, which is on ESPN.com currently, it has me scratching my head a little bit. It says the U.S. air travel system is inadequately equipped for the millions of visitors expected for the 2026 FIFA World Cup and the 2028 Summer Olympics, according to a report released Wednesday by a nonprofit group representing the travel industry. The U.S. Travel Association report, which is written by a group of former government officials and industry experts, pointed to aging infrastructure, sluggish visa processing times, and outdated security technology as the main obstacles in welcoming visitors to the country. Quote, "We're not ready to host the upcoming mega decade of events that will draw millions of domestic and international travelers. This poses risk to our national security and hampers economic growth." To that, I would say this, because that's alarming. And we are supposed to have the 2028 Summer Olympics here and the 2026 FIFA World Cup. To that, I would say this. That's scary to hear, and I put that on a bunch of people. I put that on President Joe Biden. I put that on President Donald Trump. I put that on Barack Obama. I will put that on at least, we go back several different presidencies. Going back to Bush, too. You can't have, this is not.
This is not a one-term, one-administration thing.
No, absolutely not. When it's that alarming, when that statement's being made,
yeah,
you have to look at, like, the last four or five presidents and be like, hold on. Like, we should have been getting to work a lot quicker than all of this. And by the way, why was this not stated leading up to us getting presented with these big events?
Yeah, I don't know. And it concerns me even more that we're going
to
be
fast track and get up to speed now.
And I mean, we're going in the opposite direction, aren't we, with removing people from the FAA and trying to cut. There are some areas that you just you have to be smart about cutting, because you can trim the fat. We've said that a million times. You can trim the fat, but you have to be smart about it. And if we're already like up the creek without a paddle right now for 2026 with FIFA and the Olympics in 2028, then we need to change the trajectory, don't we? And I mean, we have to kind of do it in a hurry. Am I missing something here?
Yeah, we're in a time crunch, without question. Coming up next, it's been, 2 weeks since he was last on with us, but he's always a great listen. He's got great news on the political scene and some opinions. Aaron Rupar from Public Notice Newsletter, he joins us next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's infinitely refreshing!